Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolibova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, I have with me absolutely amazing guest. Chad Gravalis is the creator of Arrow Light and host of the show Connect Up. Arrow Light is an online education company devoted for helping freelancers who are just starting or struggling to turn their side gigs into the thriving full-time career. He helps them connect their way to their goals from the inside out by learning primary communication and time management skills. Chad, that's absolutely amazing. I'm so excited to have you on.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
And I had the honor to be on your show too, and it was so much fun. I really love that what you truly stand for is the true connections. And that's something that we both really believe in, the real connection, going deep, being loyal. And I'm wondering, why and when did you realize that connection, it's really what matters to you?
It was, I think, one of the turning points for me was when I realized that I wasn't getting anywhere in my career. And my first son was a couple months from being born. And I had just gotten let go from a salary job that I had as a company downsized. And I lost all my security in an instant. And I decided to attempt freelancing. I decided to attempt entrepreneurship. But I did not have the communication skills necessary to connect with people, to network with people, to find clients. And so I really struggled. I mean, I spent about 9 months sinking into debt and not being able to find clients and being very inconsistent with my income. And I was hoping that somehow I would be able to get there without having to connect with people, that somehow I had skills regarding. So I did freelance videography for a while, and I did consulting for businesses on video strategy. And I had the skills that were worth paying for, but I did not have the communication skills in order to communicate with people that I had those skills. So nobody saw the value that I had because I didn't know how to communicate that. And I didn't know how to connect with people. I was hoping that maybe my technical skills alone would land me success. And once it hit the point where it just wasn't, I realized that I had to learn how to connect with people. I had to learn how to communicate. I've always been very shy growing up. I always struggled to make connection with people a priority. With that said, I've always had a couple of close friends, and I've always been close to my family. So I wasn't a total recluse in that sense, but I definitely wasn't open to having new people into my space very often. And it overwhelmed me. And so I found mentors and teachers that helped me to ignite, step into my power and realize that I had a voice and I had something to share with people. And once I did that, I was able to build a successful freelance business through my videography. Once I finally made communication and connection a priority, and I haven't stopped since. And now I'm enjoying coaching and training other freelancers who are getting started, who are struggling like I did, and making sure that they understand how important that connection piece is so that it doesn't get delayed, that their goals don't get delayed as long as mine did. So.
Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, that's incredible journey, because I know how sometimes it's challenging. Like, you know, deep inside of your heart, like, I'm good. I love doing this. Like, I know people can benefit. You don't know how to put it in the words so people can see that. So truly, it's first you got to connect with people so they can trust you and they can get to know you. You cannot, it's a little bit harder to do it like from behind the screen, you know. But then even if people connect with you, if they don't understand you, if they don't know, like, what are you about and what you are trying to say? It's, I always blame it on my accent, but you can do that. So I wonder, Chad, what was, because you mentioned that you were going 9 months with inconsistent income and you were struggling, you were, you know, going in debt. And you said that even though that you were going into debt, you decided to invest in yourself and invest in your mentors.
Yeah. So that's a big thing, because so I, when I first attempted going solo with building up my career, you know, I didn't have any money, I didn't have many resources, and I had that scarcity mentality versus money and investing in myself. And so my initial strategy was, okay, I'm gonna do this on my own, and I'm not gonna get any help, and because I can't afford to get any help. And so I delayed my goal by 2 years, because I didn't invest in myself by hiring mentors and coaches to help me initially. Because I had that syndrome of, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a freelancer, I'm all on my own. And so I got to do it all on my own, that somehow I thought that maybe I couldn't claim the success if I got help, which is a complete myth. Even if somebody helps guide us into our potential and help us step into our power, we still get to claim that success because we did all the work. It doesn't matter if we had a coach and a mentor, we still get to claim that success. You still get to be self-made, even if you have mentors and coaches. Mm-hmm. All the Olympic athletes out there that have succeeded, and anyone else that has succeeded in anything, in business, in music, and in sports, they've all had coaches to help them, but it's still their success. And so I didn't believe that though. And so it was a huge regret. And that's what I try to emphasize with people now that I work with, is don't delay hiring somebody to help you. If somebody is doing what you want to be doing, if somebody has the skills and the knowledge to mentor you, ask for their help now and make that your first step, not your third step, not your fifth step, not your last step. I waited until it was like my 50th step as far as building my business was hiring people to help me. And once I finally, but when I got to that point where I actually hired people to help me, I still didn't have any money. And to get out of debt, I had to get into more debt. because I had to finance getting help and hiring mentors and coaches, but it was worth it because now I was actually able to get out of debt by getting more into debt, because I saw it as an investment. Rather than, it wasn't just like consumer debt where you buy a TV on a credit card and it doesn't appreciate in value. All the value I got from having that coach and coaches, I've had many, had a 10 times return, you know? And so it's worth it. And that is one thing I suggest, is to never, ever delay getting help and hiring coaches and mentors and investing in yourself. That needs to be your first step whenever you pick a new goal.
I love that. Thank you so much for saying it, because I think that very often the entrepreneurs at the beginning, you know, and me too, when I started my own business, I'm like, okay, I really want to coach. I really want to invest in someone, but I don't have even money to pay my rent. How am I supposed to invest in someone, you know? So that was like a big challenge. And then let me ask you, how do you find the perfect mentor for you? I don't know about you. I had many coaches. I had many mentors. And some of them, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that. You know, like everything, I believe it's a stepping stone. You always learn something. And sometimes you're like, I wish those thousands and thousands of dollars that I invested in this person, I would invest it in someone new who I feel more aligned with. So how do you find the perfect mentors for you to step up?
There's no logical way to do it, because when I tried to approach things by logic, that's what ended up screwing over my career the first time. It's the kind of counsel that, you know, some people, they want you to give them clear steps. Do these four things and you'll be able to find the mentor. And for me, let me just separate the two. So a couple of just tangible things that I did is, one, I researched out somebody who was doing what I wanted to do. Somebody who had a similar story to my current experience. It doesn't have to line up exactly, but I typically looked for people that they were where I am now. And so they understand me to a certain extent of what I'm going through. And they've also figured out a solution for the problem I'm currently facing. So that's just kind of the tangible aspect of it. You know, find somebody that has the skills and the knowledge to teach you what skills and knowledge you need to achieve your goal. Because if you have a new goal, you need education and you need skills in order to achieve that goal. And you need the mindset to achieve that goal. But you don't have to spend a ton of time with somebody to know that you trust them to be able to coach and mentor you. I used to think that you had to spend months or even years following somebody or showing up to their events or listening to their podcast before you could logically make a decision to invest in them financially. But I've realized that if you just follow your heart, you can know within seconds that somebody's right for you. Because even just a few months ago, I made the mistake of, I was seeking out a mentor for a specific thing I was trying to learn how to do in my business. And I found somebody who was just a couple years older than me, who, you know, had kind of a similar story to me and was where I want to be in a couple of years. And so I got on a call with them and just had like a strategy conversation with them. And I had, up to this point, I haven't known them at all. I didn't really follow any of his content. And I just, phone call was basically the first conversation I've had with him. It was really my first engagement with him. I didn't really know much about him besides what I researched on his website. And in that call, he proposed me signing up for one of his programs that was about $2,000. And he thought that that would be the best fit based on my goal and my vision for what I was trying to achieve. And initially, I felt good about it. But then immediately, my mind kicked in, my analytical mind, and my brain was like, hey, you know what? You barely met this guy. You can't possibly know enough about him to trust him. So don't go signing up for anything that quickly. You need to just take it slow. And so I ended up going to one of his events instead. And after the event, I ended up signing up for that program, but this is like 2 months later. So I delayed my goal by about 2 months, because once I signed up for his program, I achieved my goal. And he knew it. He knew that it was right for me to sign up for that program. I knew it, but my analytical mind was like, you don't know him well enough yet. You haven't been following him for months and months. You haven't even been to an event of his. So I ended up going to an event first. But the funny thing is that the program that I ended up signing up for included a free ticket to that event that I ended up paying extra for. So in other words, I ended up investing $1,000 more in him than I would have invested if I just signed up for that initial program and followed my heart. So at the end of the day, if it feels right, don't second guess it. Just do it. As an entrepreneur, windows open up for a very short amount of time. And if we don't take it, that opportunity, and those windows do not give our brain enough chance to come up with any logical evidence that we should do it. So if you don't get used to following your heart and intuition on making decisions as an entrepreneur, you will miss opportunity after opportunity, because as you sit there and seethe, as you're analyzing something with your logical mind, you'll never come up with enough evidence to make a logical decision. You just won't. Even if you've known this person forever, there's always going to be a leap of faith you're required to take. And so I now have that lesson that I've learned, and hopefully others can learn from my mistakes.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's something that I've been really focusing on too, you know, surrender and really tap into my intuition. Because in the past, if I would follow it like you, I would, you know, save thousands and thousands of dollars and time. And that's something that nobody can ever give you back. And also, I wonder, do you ever struggle with like if you are deciding out of fear, like that quick, like, oh, I want to sign up because you think this is the next thing that it's going to solve everything for me. I don't know about you, but when I started my business, I bought all the online courses. Not all of them were finished. You know, I hired a coaches. I invested in, you know, like events, and it feels like you're always looking for the next thing that it's going to like skyrocket you, that it's going to help you with your debt. So how do you distinguish between the fear of missing out and like really relying on like, I want this to be the solution versus this feel aligned with me? This is my intuition. How do you distinguish between those two?
One thing that I do, because it's kind of funny that you talk about that, because it seems like I am a very cautious person. So I have hesitated too much when it comes to investing in myself, whereas it seems like you have gone too far, right? Investing in almost too many different things. And so, and you can go either way with that. And it ends up having the same core reason. But one thing that actually, just a very tangible thing that I decided to change in just my body language that actually helped me make more intuitive decisions is typically when I'm sitting there mulling over something, oh, should I do this? Should I do this? I'm sitting there touching my head, right? And I'm sitting there rubbing my eyebrow and I'm massaging my brain because I'm asking my brain to come up with a decision. I've started touching my heart instead. It's that simple. Don't sit there and massage your head while you're trying to decide something. Just touch your heart and you will make better decisions. And because sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between whether your heart's telling you something or your brain. So use your body language to be able to tell the difference.
Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has hit somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it. I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep, and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/be-strong-minded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show.
But so that's one thing. But along with that, I used to have a lot of my fears were motivating me. Like my fear of not being able to provide for my family, my fear of failing in my career, all these different fears were motivating me. And when I decided to change my motivation from my fears into declaring what my real why is, like, oh, I want to enroll people in my program so that I can have the money and the resources to upgrade my family's lifestyle so we can do more, so we can give more, so I can reinvest that money into my business and help even more people. That is a part of my why. And when I started putting my intention on that just through an affirmation, really, just telling myself that every day out loud, I started to shift from being in that desperate, trying to avoid my fears mode to pursuing my goals because I simply really want to achieve them for these positive reasons rather than to avoid these negative things. And that also can help kind of distinguish the difference, because at the end of the day, it's sometimes you might end up being too quick on the trigger and you end up investing in something that's not going to be helpful. But again, there's no logical way to really know. You've got to be in tune with your intuition and your heart to know whether something really is going to be for your greatest good. And something I've kind of taken on as a practice that helps me a lot as well, because at the end of the day, you're like, okay, well, great. Get in touch with your intuition. Well, how do you do that? One thing that I do that helps me to strengthen my intuition so that that is in the driver's seat in my decisions is whenever I feel like I'm getting off track and I'm starting to make sloppy decisions and I'm not using my heart enough, I like to go into nature. Or if I can't go into nature because it's just not available to me at that moment, I'll go onto YouTube and I'll just search jungle sounds or nature, the forest sounds or something. And whether you're listening to a YouTube video or you're actually in nature, I'll just close my eyes for 5 minutes and I'll focus my attention on one sound. Maybe it's the sound of a bird that's in the forest. And I'll track that sound as it moves around and I'll try my best to not lose focus of it. And as the sound moves, because it's likely an animal and it keeps moving around, I started out by doing this for just 30 seconds and then I worked up to 2 minutes and 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, eventually 10 minutes. It's a skill to be able to hold your focus on something and not be distracted by the other sounds. But when you can tune in to one thing and tune out everything else, that's one of the greatest ways to strengthen your intuition, because that's all intuition is in tune. You're getting in tune to something. And so that's something that really helped me, is just tuning into a sound and then building the image around that sound, trying to imagine, what is that? Well, what's making that sound? What does it look like? What does the surrounding forest look like? And that's just something that's just a practice I go to whenever I feel like I'm slipping off track, but it's a very powerful one and it helps you make more decisions from your heart. So,
you know what I'm doing tonight, right? Just saying. I love it because, you know, that's what I always do when I work from home, like you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel trapped. I feel stuck. I feel like there is no creative flow. There is like no new ideas. And then it's this feeling like, oh, I should be working. I should be reaching out to people. I should be connecting. And it just doesn't feel right. So what I do, I just take my blanket, I take my car, and I go to the park. It's like 3 minutes drive, and I just work from there. So it's incredible that when you want to really tap and in tune with yourself, you go to the nature. And thank you so much for sharing that. You know, the nature sounds and focus, I never heard it before. And it makes so much sense, because intuition, like you said, it's truly just being in tune with yourself. I used to be teaching weekly guided group meditations. Now I do just one-on-one with my clients. And when my clients started with me, they were always wondering like, well, I like my head, it's full of thoughts. I'm still thinking. I cannot relax. And honestly, what I believe that meditation is just being you with you. And I really don't care if you can hold it only for 2 minutes or work up to 20 minutes. It's like you're focusing on that one sound in that song. What I'm focusing on, it's me. How do I feel? What is my heart saying? Is there any pain in my heart? In my body, can I send love there? So it's really like looking for your intuition, I believe, at something that it's going to truly change your life, not just the personal, but also business. Because if you can tune into who you are, what you believe, and what is heck yes or heck no in your life, everything will become more clear and you will just be so much more productive.
Yeah, definitely. For decades, it has worked to an extent in business for business owners and leaders to primarily use their analytical mind to come up with decisions. And basically, whoever has the sharpest, most knowledgeable analytical mind ends up coming out on top or making the best decision. But we're shifting. The whole world is shifting, where if you don't learn how to get in tune with your intuition, you will fall behind because it's no longer can we just use logic to make a decision. We have got to start paying attention to our heart more if we intend to have the influence that we want, if we intend to achieve our goals, if we intend to connect with people. We're getting into an era where we are going to have to rely on our heart a lot more than ever before to make good decisions and get so good at it that it's not this confusing thing where we're like, wait, was that my heart? Was that my head? Like my hope is that more and more people develop, you know, like yourself, just develop techniques and ways of being able to decipher whether your heart's telling you to do something from your head, because it can be very confusing and it's just a skill to learn. It's just a skill to learn how to decipher the difference. And I'm working on it every day. I'm not perfect at it. And I have days where I'm like, oh my gosh, I have no idea whether I should, I can't tell the difference. And I get in my own head too much, but I hope that more people will make that a priority.
And I really appreciate how open you are, you know, and how honest you are, because sometimes it feels like once you get somewhere like, oh, now I have the income, now I have the team, now I have the family, whatever, now everything should feel good, right? No, it's something that we always keep learning and unfolding and stepping up. So I really love that you are really saying that it's the skill that you are working on daily, because that's like giving hope and permission others to be real and to be raw. And I even made a post about it, you know, on my Instagram just yesterday, because my business partner for network marketing that I am in, she told me, Petya, did you realize that on your social media, you just look perfect? I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not good. You know, I realized that if I look perfect on the outside and I don't feel perfect on the inside, then I'm out of integrity with what I believe in. So I just did a post about, do you have it all together? Because I surely don't. And by you admitting that I'm still working on it every single day, it's like, oof, good. It's not just me, you know, who's feeling like messy and not knowing all the answers, you know, because sometimes social media can be pretty deceiving. So I really love that you are talking about like this heart-to-heart connection and era of the heart, because I really feel like it's shifting. And I don't know if it's just me, but it's like last few months, last year, I feel that people are craving, they're really craving this heart-to-heart, human-to-human connection. Social media is great. And can we really connect on a deep level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And with that, it's important that I think women in general have always been just more in tune with their heart. And we're getting into a time where more and more men are realizing how much they have to train themselves to rely on their heart. And, you know, me being a man, I was very much kind of opposed to that at first. I'm just like, no, that's not manly to have intuition, to be in tune with your heart. I'm like, well, I have a heart too, so I better use it. Like, I don't just have a brain. And it shows strength as a man to be in tune with your heart and to pay attention to your intuition. And it's important in these days that both sexes get in tune, that both male and female are paying attention to their heart and using that as a leading tool to direct their life.
It's beautiful. And let me also ask you, because we both truly believe in the connections. Now that we come out of our shell, we're not just introverted, scared. What would be the one thing that you would recommend someone who wants to create real deep beneficial connections in their life? What would be the one thing where you would have them start?
I say just don't be so concerned with what you're going to say to people or how you're going to talk about yourself. Just go to a networking event, go to some place where there's people talking and meeting each other, and just introduce yourself and then just listen. One of the biggest struggles I had when I started getting out of my own shell was that I felt that I had to talk a lot to get out of my shell, because I was always labeled as too quiet and shy and all of that. So I'm like, oh, that must mean that I need to just talk a lot. And then now I'm no longer quiet and shy. But the funny thing is, I don't know if I'm talking much more than I used to talk. Yet nobody's labeling me as quiet and shy anymore because I feel confident. That was the only reason that people were saying that. And I'm listening with confidence because even before when I was quiet and shy, you know, as they would say, I wasn't really listening very well, even though maybe somebody might think that I was listening because I wasn't talking much, because I was in my own head so much trying to think about what to say. And I was in my own head with all my own anxieties about social interaction that I really wasn't listening. So at the beginning of my journey, when I started to try to break out of my shell, I was overcompensating and trying to talk too much. And of course I wasn't being myself and it just was awkward. But then when one of my mentors finally told me, just listen, just focus and listen. You don't have to talk to overcome shyness or your inability to connect with people. And as I started to just listen and not care about what I was going to say, I noticed that all of a sudden I knew what to say next. All of a sudden a question would pop into my head to ask the person. And before you know it, I was really connecting to them because I was actually tuning in or listening to what they had to say. And so coming back to the intuition thing, if you're doing practices like going into nature and listening to the sounds and stuff in order to get in tune with your intuition, you're listening to yourself better. And if you're listening to yourself better, you'll also be able to listen to other people better. It goes full circle, which means you'll be able to connect with other people better because you're connecting better with yourself first.
That's incredible. Thank you so much. You know, and this is really priceless because I remember too, when I was listening, but I wasn't hearing the people because I was already thinking about the answer. So they find me valuable or worthy to spend time with me. And then when you truly listen, to really see what people are trying to tell you, you are being present. That's when you're really like tap into it and people can feel that. They can feel the different energy. So thank you so much for sharing it. And you know, like you have so much gold and so much wisdom. So I want to make sure that the audience stays connected with you. What are the best places to go stalk you?
I'm actually pretty active on LinkedIn. I like LinkedIn a lot because there's a lot of professional conversations. So definitely, I'm the only one that's called Chad Gravelese. So just search my name on LinkedIn. You connect with me there. Also, my website is arrowlight.tv, arrowlight.tv. And on there, I release videos every week. I have a podcast that Petia's on and I interviewed her a couple months ago and it was a really great conversation and the podcast is called Connect Up. And so you can connect with me there as well and listen to that on iTunes and on YouTube. And I have a free class that I do almost every week called the Solopreneur Journey. And it's one that I do online through Zoom, which is what we're using right now for this interview. And you just register on my website on arrowlight.tv/free-class. And it's called the Solopreneur Journey. And it's about an hour long almost every week around 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And that's where I really get into some foundations of what it means to be a either freelancer or solopreneur, being self-employed. You're working for yourself. That's what that class is all about. We focus on communication inside and out and how you can connect your way to your goals as a solopreneur. So hopefully I can see you there.
Absolutely. I didn't know about this free class, so I'm signing up. I definitely want to learn and hear more. So Chad, thank you so much. I love being connected with you and all and everything you're creating. I really appreciate you.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much. It's been a really great conversation. And I hope that your audience continues to trust everything that you have to say because you have a lot of great wisdom and you really know what it means to connect with people. So thank you.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strong.minded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life thing with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right. Tap the album for the podcast and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.